Support Kingston's HIV/AIDS Regional Services, CARVS. Join us for a black and white formal fundraising event aboard the Thousand Island Cruises Island Star on Friday, September 17th. Savor a three-course meal as you cruise past million-dollar mansions and take in the beautiful sunset on the Thousand Islands. Proceeds for this event will go towards direct client services at HARS, and with a portion to help fund a bigger and better Pride next year. Tickets are available online at thousandislandcruises.on.ca or in person at HARS, the Abbey Manor Inn, or Ben's Pub. For more information, go to hars.ca.
It was the Saturday in September before classes began. Half the students had already moved back. September had snuck up on us. By the end of the weekend, summer would officially be over. So in the evening of that Saturday, the 11th of September, 2010, we all headed over to 21A Queen Street, where Modern Fuel Artist Run Center was originally located, to dance a dance.
Spotlight Noir at Modern Fuel. Tickets are $10 at the door, featuring DJs C'est La Vie, Yeah Cool, and Willie Blake. A black and or white dress code will be in effect.
Listen, I got a passion for spitting, smashing the competition. Vocals the logo for the back-to-back world champion. Pistons undebatable, flesh is biodegradable. People ego deflatable, seem no evil and play the role. I'm Peter Gabriel with a sledgehammer. Blood standards, red-handed, set standards, dedicated, a deal of proof. Abel Miracle, Fannie Lou Hamer, Marla Riggs, Nina, and Fred Hampton. Yeah. There goes the neighborhood like Fred Sanford next door to Ned Flanders. These cats pop off at the mouth like over Redenbacher. My lyrics open up the portal, see your seven chakras. Helicopter circle and watch the exchange of Betty Crocker. So poppers and Benton drama, prevent it, remember not for smash. Barriers on the roadblocks. You don't get it, do you? The struggle don't stop it, don't quit. Worldwide winning with style and globetrotters. Don't try to sit home if you're stuck in time or broke watches.
Smash.
The walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
It's fresh air when I'm speaking to y'all. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears like I'm speaking to walls. I ain't preaching to y'all, breaking cycles of violence, not repeating they flaws. Open up your memory bank, I got the key to the vault. Serving the antidote to Alzheimer's, deleting and stall. Can't go below but think it over. We the leaders we've all been waiting for. Believe it, heed the call, breathe it, keep it involved. These lyrics, heat seekers deplete, tweeters till the speakers dissolve. Each generation must find its mission, fulfill or betray it. I know that ours is more than just being killers of players, yeah. Of making millions of papers, uh-huh. Our blood is spilling the haters. Too much injustice among us, is it still a complacent?
Yeah.
Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Smash
the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance.
Watching them fall from grace,
repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Turtle Island, streaming live at CFRC.ca. Welcome to Bashback. This is DJ Flip, riding solo today, so if you happen to hear a little bit of fumbling because DJ Frez is on a much needed vacation and not here to avert all of my technical difficulties. Well, today we'll start off with a little bit of community announcements. The Kingston Derby Girls will be at the Kingston Memorial Center this Friday for their Back to Cruel exhibition, their inaugural exhibition game. That's from 7 to 10 o'clock, and it's $15 in advance, which you can buy at, the tickets are at Novel Idea, Get Funky Boutique, and at The Mansion, or you can get it at the door for $18. Kids 10 and under are free, so go out and support the girls there. And the queer orientation, if you guys haven't been to Queen's campus recently, it is most definitely, that would be my phone, Brosh Week this week anyways, and it is, the campus is teeming with froshies, but if you're looking for an event that's a little more politically conscious, a little more friendly towards the different bodies that we occupy, then come out to some of the orientation events, and of course the Radfrosh events put on by OPERG. Orientation actually has their first, the first equip meeting from Education Queer Issues Project will be on September 13th, 5:30 to 6:30. And you can come out to the first weekly meeting, and it's followed by drinks at the QP at 6:30. And on Wednesday, as part of Radfrosh, their first event, OPERG and Reel Out are doing the screening Under the Stars, screening the movie Were the World Mine, which is a really, really awesome, campy musical. And it will be on the western lawn of the Grey House, which is on 51 Bader Lane. And the event is free, so just come bring a blanket and a bunch of friends, and it should be a good time. And the final announcement I wanted to make was for Take Back the Night, which will be on Thursday of next week, September 16th, and it starts at 7 o'clock at Confederation Basin. And I think that with Take Back the Night, there needs to start being a conversation about where this started and where it's been and is seeming to be headed for the next few years. I think that it's definitely about, it's taken on this sort of liberal feminist, you know, push where women do this march escorted by police, you know, like designated spaces for women to march at this particular point in time. And that's not how Take Back the Night started. Take Back the Next Night started with women taking the streets regardless, you know, like owning the streets again, reclaiming it regardless of having police escort there or not. And I think that, I mean, the advertisements for Take Back the Night invites people who identify as women. And I think we all well know that people who have any slight bit of deviation from the masculinized norm also receive this kind of violence, you know. And not all of us identify as women or with any particular gender, but still receive this sort of violence on the streets and in the home. So I think that it's time to start thinking about alternative routes to be able to do a real Take Back the Night. And I always applaud the efforts of individuals in terms of organizing, but I think that it's really time to start thinking about what Take Back the Night is and was originally its purpose, because we know that women are still women, trans women, trans men, genderqueers are all subject to violence on the streets, you know. It's a lot to do with patriarchy and white supremacy and the classism and ableism that happens in public space and in private space. So I think that there needs to be some sort of show of difference in the Take Back the Night march this week. So if maybe people want to put on a pink block or organize something within themselves, I think it's time to start thinking about that. And alright, that's it for community announcements and my little spiel about Take Back the Night for this week's edition of Bashback. I'm going to talk a lot about domestic violence and how domestic violence happens in queer communities and the ways that we avoid it, the ways it manifests and the ways that we avoid it as a community. So I'm going to do a little disclaimer because some of the pieces that I play have triggers in terms of sexual assault and domestic violence, and also has strong language. So if you're not up for listening to that, which is completely understandable, please tune out. Though some of the pieces are very strong, quite vivid in their description. So, all right, particularly after the these next two tracks that I play. So, I'll be back after some music and a little bit of a break. All right.
Of the the sun. We must join as one and overcome apathetic systems that control have taken a toll. Masses sleeping on the land they stole. We can all dance around the maypole, but what about the cultures that been destroyed? Schools don't teach Orientalism or African Americans' impact on American capitalism or Hitler's support of Zionism. Why does the European and American Jew control Israel while 60% of Israel is Mezrahim or Arab Jew? Who knew? CNN, Fox News, media wouldn't tell you, but Mazin and Troop will be bringing it to you. Sounds that promote community building, positive living. It's the lyrical ones coming through with no static. Acrobatic flips through the air, coming back with love, cause we really do care. Cause our brothers and sisters, we need to love one another. People of color, people of the sun, we must join as one and overcome. People of color, yo, people of the sun, we must join as one and overcome. We must join as one and overcome. Asian, African, South American, North American, indigenous kin, all around the world, all around the globe, we all brothers and sisters, we need to get back. It's the indigenous revolution, indigenous revolution. Yo, people of color, people of the sun, we need to join as one and overcome. Palestine,
Cuba,
Iraq,
Afghanistan,
Kuwait,
Guatemala,
Congo,
Suria,
Chiapas,
Haiti,
Hawaii,
Lebanon,
the Philippines.
It's the indigenous revolution, the indigenous revolution, the indigenous revolution. What's the solution? Gotta move away from the pollution.
This is Madeline reporting for
this
Alternative Frequency.
Hello, this is Christopher reporting
this
for
Alternative Frequency. This is Julio reporting for Alternative Frequency.
Reporting for Alternative Frequency. Are you interested in journalism and news programming?
Do you want to join CFRC's Alternative Frequency news team?
Contact Courtney at cfrcnews@ams.queensu.ca or
drop by CFRC, located at the basement of Carruthers Hall at Queen's University.
And pick up a volunteer application form.
Keep your thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune in to Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Are you interested in social justice or environmental issues? Do you want to make local connections to global issues? And do you want to break outside the Queen's bubble? Well, sign up for the Ontario Public Interest Research Group's free newsletter, Ear to the Ground. It's emailed out once a week and is full of local events such as speakers, films, festivals, community arts, and activist action alerts. You can subscribe on the Oprah Kingston website. Go to www.operg.org or call 533-3189.
I thought I knew who I was. I thought I knew myself.
You're so damn dumb. I don't know how I ended up just stupid ass.
I never thought of myself as vulnerable or naive.
Oh,
let someone hurt me.
There is a problem of domestic violence in the gay community.
If there is a problem, it must be hidden because I don't hear about it very often.
I don't think that people talk about it as much as they need to.
In the eyes of most people, as lesbians and gays, yeah, we get hit too. We bleed the same blood as you.
10-4, Mission 20, Mission 5.
I didn't think that this went on. Women being involved with each other. We don't hate each other.
I was of the delusion that we are better than the straight folks.
That doesn't happen to us. You're a guy. You don't call the police because a guy hit you.
Domestic violence is a much huger issue than anybody truly realizes.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for being here, and welcome to the Women in Distress Safe Walk.
Domestic violence is always about control.
The amount of violence that someone is willing to experience or justify is based on whatever their home model was.
It reaches all the children within the family.
I have a right to be superior. We are taught that in our childhood. Here. Is it just a side effect of looks? Dirty drug, but does each apology sound more like a shrug?
Few tracks that you heard were Snow Motion by Dissatisfaction, and that was Gnar with People of the Sun. The last clip that you just heard was from a documentary called Sticks and Stones, which talk about intimate partner violence with same-sex couples, and I think it highlighted some of the key problems with trying to deal with domestic violence in the structures that have been in place both in the healthcare system and in the injustice system, and that is for men, you know, being in same-sex relationships, trying to go to the police or go to your doctor about being abused by your partner just doesn't seem to be an option, with men being socialized to sort of be the strong ones and all that kind of stuff. It's really difficult, and also much more difficult in terms of domestic violence as a whole to prove domestic violence exists when they're not when it's not physical abuse. And I think that's a really important thing to remember, is that abuse is not, it's not about you know, like physically hitting someone. And I think one of the women in the video actually says that, you know, abuse is about control, and that's something to keep in mind, I think, especially in dealing with the same-sex domestic violence, because we're so ignorant of it. We don't talk about it, and we don't talk as openly about it. I mean, people hardly talk about domestic violence on a whole and how pervasive it is in households, but definitely not within our queer community. And there's something that I read a little while ago from a zine called The Revolution Starts at Home that I thought kind of summed it up really, really well. And The Revolution Starts at Home is a zine about confronting partner abuse in activist communities, which I think is probably a whole other show. But I'm going to read a small portion from it. There's a few different writers, and this piece is called I Married a Marxist Monster by Zicky Ponting. And, alright, I'll start off. I really thought abuse was when someone put a brick in a sock and hit you with it. I thought it always left visible bruises, was perpetrated by unambiguous assholes, and would be obvious to everyone around. I didn't know it made you doubt your own perceptions, that it could be so subtle and manipulative, that you could buy right into it and pity her rather than yourself as she ripped your favorite sundress off you or kicked your houseplants down the stairs. I didn't know how insidious intimidation is, that you could be controlled by learning how to tiptoe around someone's frightening moods, that you could be cornered into denying your own beliefs in order to avoid conflict, that you could spend mornings hiding in a closet in your own home waiting for her to leave for work. I didn't know your body could shut down, that desire could be suffocated like that, or that marital rape could happen between women, that eventually you'd put out to try to halt the hounding, the constant criticism and guilt, the accusations, you don't want me anymore. Which, of course, I didn't. Those hands hurt me so often that their caress became unbearable. But I didn't understand, had always had a healthy libido, thought that there must be something terribly wrong with me. How was I to know that those repulsive memories could stay with you and haunt your later lying with better lovers? I didn't know that projection is a huge part of perpetrators' MO, that they could convince you that you were like them, or worse, call you abusive for yelling back, pushing back, or leaving. And I think that that piece really shows how difficult it is to find support with domestic violence, because we're often so apt to look for evidence, you know. Visible evidence, which of course becomes harder, and it becomes harder to prove when you have, you know, something like anxiety or depression, things that are invisible to people. And also, we don't look for it in our communities. I think we're so often pushed to be better, you know, to be better than the straight world, as it were. And one of the people in Sticks and Stones also says that, you know. I just kind of like the idea of, we just thought we knew better, and we're raised in very similar environments where violence, and we've talked about it in this show before, violence by the state, violence by our institutions is very common. So of course violence within our own homes with our bodies is also really common, and I think that it's time to start having that conversation with our community. Starting with maybe what Take Back the Night really means to us, and what preventing violence and making sure that, and ensuring support for those who are affected by violence, you know, really means, and like we really need to put it into both into context, but also it needs to be manifested into something real. And because this also affects children in homes, and you know, in same-sex relationships. So, and I know that you know, for many people, that's seeing violence in the home is not uncommon, unfortunately. And so after a couple of tracks, I'll come back and talk a little bit about domestic violence and how it affects children within the home.
Screaming loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all.
You know me not understand why my uncle Sam insists we all up me and when me asleep. And if me open up me eye and looking at him face, him tell me fish. Close your eye, don't be shy, don't make no noise. Come in a want your mother fi wake in the place. Him say don't tell nobody what I want. Me have a special love for you, your mother now go understand. Keep this between me and you. Last week him take him time and him climb on top of me. Then him open up him pants and him hold on me hands. And all me feel is pain again and again. My granny used to say that in the olden day they used to put hot pepper in your pony. If you do it with a man and you was a little girl, well, you in the wrong, you make it happen. Granny never mentioned, like in most nations, little girls are children of lesser gods. We suffer girls and boys to come on to him, and little girls and boys become toys to him. Granny speaking from a place of experience, couldn't circumvent the event. Dependent upon the economic presence of Uncle Sam, raping sons and daughters one by one. And all me feel is pain again and again. I know it hurt between me leg when me I walk. Me have to spread me leg apart when me I walk. Me have to sit down on the side when me at school, cause the benches feel too hard. The pygmy them at school off after me. Them pint and jeer all day long. My best friend Pam tell me fi look on my skirt. When me turn it around, me get a big alert. Me did a bleed and bleed pon me uniform. Red blood pon me uniform.
Blood is the color of the rainbow. When brown girls consider suicide, is love not enough?
Uncle Sam, me no like when you touch me right there. Mama said me shouldn't let nobody touch me right there. Uncle Sam, this is wrong, please let go of me hand. Uncle Sam, this is wrong, please put on back your pants. Tonight me I go sleep with a knife. Pam tell me Uncle Sam at night should only touch his wife. Me tell him me no want him special love, but him still insist me take me from above. So tonight Uncle Sam take him time. In climb on top of me, me sink the knife into his spine. Ain't never hold me and he never take off him pants. All him feel is pain again and again. Uncle Sam, me no like when you touch me right here. right here. Uncle Sam, this is rock. Please let go of me hands. Uncle Sam, this is rock. Please put on back your pants.
By Dissatisfaction, and that was Gnar with People of the Sun. The last clip that you just heard was from a documentary called Sticks and Stones, which talk about intimate partner violence with same-sex couples, and I think it highlighted some of the key problems with trying to deal with domestic violence in the structures that have been in place both in the healthcare system and in the injustice system, and that is for men, you know, being in same-sex relationships, trying to go to the police or go to your doctor about being abused by your partner just doesn't seem to be an option with men being socialized to sort of be the strong ones and all that kind of stuff. It's really difficult, and also much more difficult in terms of domestic violence as a whole to prove domestic violence exists when it's not physical abuse. And I think that's a really important thing to remember, is that abuse is not, it's not about, you know, like physically hitting someone. And I think one of the women in the video actually says that, you know, abuse is about control. And that's something to keep in mind, I think, especially in dealing with the same-sex domestic violence, because we're so ignorant of it. We don't talk about it, and we don't talk as openly about it. I mean, people hardly talk about domestic violence on a whole and how pervasive it is in households, but definitely not within our queer community. And there's something that I read a little while ago from a zine called The Revolution Starts at Home that I thought kind of summed it up really, really well. And The Revolution Starts at Home is a zine about confronting partner abuse in activist communities, which I think is probably a whole other show. But I'm going to read a small portion from it. There's a few different writers, and this piece is called I Married a Marxist Monster by Zicky Ponting. And all right, I'll start off. I really thought abuse was when someone put a brick in a sock and hit you with it. I thought it always left visible bruises, was perpetrated by unambiguous assholes, and would be obvious to everyone around. I didn't know it made you doubt your own perceptions, that it could be so subtle and manipulative, that you could buy right into it and pity her rather than yourself as she ripped your favorite sundress off you or kicked your houseplants down the stairs. I didn't know how insidious intimidation is, that you could be controlled by learning how to tiptoe around someone's frightening moods, that you could be cornered into denying your own beliefs in order to avoid conflict, that you could spend mornings hiding in a closet in your own home waiting for her to leave for work. I didn't know your body could shut down, that desire could be suffocated like that, or that marital rape could happen between women, that eventually you'd put out to try to halt the hounding, the constant criticism and guilt, the accusations, you don't want me anymore. Which, of course, I didn't. Those hands hurt me so often that their caress became unbearable. But I didn't understand, had always had a healthy libido, thought that there must be something terribly wrong with me. How was I to know that those repulsive memories could stay with you and haunt your later lying with better lovers? I didn't know that projection is a huge part of perpetrators' MO, that they could convince you that you were like them, or worse, call you abusive for yelling back, pushing back, or leaving. And I think that that piece really shows how difficult it is to find support with domestic violence, because we're often so apt to look for evidence, you know, visible evidence, which of course becomes harder, and it becomes harder to prove when you have, you know, something like anxiety or depression, things that are invisible to people. And also we don't look for it in our communities. I think we're so often pushed to be better, you know, to be better than the straight world, as it were. And one of the people in Sticks and Stones also says that, you know, I just kind of like the idea of, we just thought we knew better, and we're raised in very similar environments where violence, and we've talked about it in this show before, violence by the state, violence by our institutions is very common. So of course violence within our own homes, with our bodies, is also really common. And I think that it's time to start having that conversation with our community. Starting with, you know, maybe what Take Back the Night really means to us, and what preventing violence and making sure that, and ensuring support for those who are affected by violence, you know, really means, and like we really need to put it into both into context, but also it needs to be manifested into something real. And because this also affects children in homes, and, you know, in same-sex relationships. So, and I know that, you know, for many people, that's seeing violence in the home is not uncommon, unfortunately. And so after a couple of tracks, I'll come back and talk a little bit about domestic violence and how it affects children within the home.
Do it. friend, begging her to rethink her willpower's lessening in. Now she's giving in to the almighty. Thank God he sent an angel as a human doing right by me. It's a baby girl, curly hair, green eyes, his smile, your nose, my tears tread lightly. It's the first chapter of the saga hereafter. We got shared laughter, pain, anger, and it all matters. Cause I'm alive and you gave this life to me. I'ma love you till eternity for that. Never lose me. Takes a stronger vision, but still listen to the story. God forgive me for me, have mercy on my father's soul, and he's to meet your glory. Cause every man's a sinner, right? Some will take advice, some will be your wife, repenting for sins in afterlife. Nobody deserves a life you led. My mother, you bled for me, fought tooth and nail just to be there for me. In the trunk of the car where you scared for me, knowing that he'd pull the trigger on you in a second, you'd be dead for me. And that's the funny part of matrimony, feeling that you got a duty to the church, you sacrifice your own body. I love my life, I love my mother, and I love myself. I love my family, I sacrifice to no one else. And if you taught me one thing, mother, you taught me well. This is just another survival story to tell. And if you taught me one thing, mother, you taught me this. Always have faith, live strong, and resist.
Fear. Fuck you and your bullshit. Oh, I'm